Monday, man. I'm in overflow. Guess what? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Like my hat. It reminds me of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's not done yet. Might start a little trend going. Just to remind ourselves, if you are in Christ, you should be out going into this world. You might be like, what's wrong with this girl? I don't know. Maybe she didn't get sleep. I don't know. Maybe she's just too wired. This is just me. This is me set free. The sun says free and free. It's free indeed. Yesterday was I'm marketing my book of one of the best days of my life. Why? Let me tell you real quick before. I don't have enough time. No, I do have enough time because I can talk fast. Can you listen fast with those ears that God built, with that heart feeling this? This is a feeling you want to feel so you can feel to believe, not feel, believe to open up your heart to the Lord, God's one and only Son, so you can rest in God's love. And those eyes that you see me with, I got lint on me. I'm just like, you know, but I'm in overflow. So, glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, man. I'm just excited to tell this. I'm excited. Let me get with it, okay? Thank you, Father. First, I want to just praise the Lord. Let me get you in suspense for a minute. I want to praise the Lord and thank Him for this day that He has made me, that He has made you. And just that you have a pulse. You have a pulse. So today you can make this your day. This your day. Because when you lay your head down to sleep tonight, might be your last day. Not to scare you, it's to prepare you. Like in this world that's a broken world, there's like restoration to God's love. And tomorrow's not promised. I promise you that. I was dying 3 years ago. I'm set free. Shooting up drugs, from depression, anxiety, suicidal things, 180 pounds on a walking cane, the list goes on, assaulted, abused in any way you can think, neck surgery from here down to my tailbone, been getting shot at, but I got the armor of God, and guess what, you are loved, so thank you, Father, I pray this person is going to receive, and it's going to pierce their heart, just like you get it. Just like you get a nose piercing, like you plan that out, right? Like you plan that appointment because you want something beautiful there. I think it's pretty, but it's a good piercing, like it's meant to be. Well, right here at Circle K, when I was on my way, Circle K, to an outreach a few months ago, I was in a hurry, of course, right? Wearing my God is Dope, not mine, Joe Ham, my bro, he let me borrow it, my God is Dope shirt, because I'm going, it was Minden, Louisiana, going on an RV, many hours, and a quick trip, Champion Life, outreach, because you go into the church to go out in this broken world, to do something, because He said, go out to this world, do greater miracles, lay hands on the sick, cast out demons, done that. People be like, ooh, what are you talking about, do you have some demons? The power, the Spirit of the Lord upon you. You don't know what you have in you. You have too much. Philemon 1:6. Ooh! In Psalms 18:18, when I was at my weakest, my enemies attacked. But the Lord is my support. Like, the Lord was holding on to me. When I had that revelation, that all that list that I went through, that the Lord, I visualized Him right there. He didn't want me to hurt. He was waiting for me to want to hold His hand, to say, I surrender it all. And I had to have a house fire 3 years ago. Boom. Still don't know how it happened. Say, God's not small. I didn't do it. My dog survived. Another person survived. Praise the Lord. And I have no hate in my heart. But I was at that Circle K in a rush, and this girl with kids in her car, she comes up to me and says, do you have $20? Gas. And I saw something in her. I saw a few things in her. Megan is her name. She said it's okay to tell her testimony. rare. $20. But more than that, it was the prayer. I was led to give her a Champion Life card. She saw the God is Dope shirt. It was all meant to be. It's a setup. It's being obedient and listening. Holy Spirit in you, with you, for you. Your intercessor. Your defender. Your standby. Your counselor. The truth. Go into the Word. See. But I prayed over her. And it wasn't just for finances and her children in the back. But it was a strong prayer. I mean, all prayer is strong, but it was powerful. Holy Spirit led. I said, to be cleansed, to be clean of whatever pain is sitting in our heart. You know, you never know verbatim exactly. Like, it's just something that, and I actually forgot, like, didn't forget. Like, it just, you know, I go. And there's so many testimonies of it and just people I encounter, right? Well, apparently, Miss Mary in ministry at her church, kids ministry, she had told me a month ago, she said, somebody's been looking for you, that you get a $20 to some girl. I said, I don't ever give money. Like, I was sitting there saying, wait, what? Now I do hand up, ministry of helps. And I'm like, wait, what? Didn't put it together. I'll finish this at lunchtime. I'm not done with you. Let me just tell you real quick before I enter my workplace that I'm excited to go to. Not just for medical people, maybe not wanting to stick people with needles, but my God, from 3 years ago, putting hard drugs, having people swell up my arms to put whatever, I didn't even know what was in it, to medical. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Come on to the light. Get out of that. Whatever you're in, authority. Let me finish up. Just these words. Megan said, I've been looking for you. I've been asking for you. Remember me? I looked at her and first I was like, I know you, but there was a light on her. What I saw was darkness at Circle K. She said, I want to thank you. I'm 23 days. My husband is here with me. We are 23 days yesterday. Free of drugs. Clean. Set free. We're praying for restoration for her family, her kids in foster care right now. It's very difficult. They're living in a motel. They're okay with me telling this, by the way. I wouldn't otherwise. I'm learning the discretion and yeah, because I have a good heart. I have no want to expose people's stuff that doesn't want to be exposed. But ask permission. Staying in a motel right now. Doing okay with the finances, but having a hard time getting into a place because of credit, you know, it's difficult. Praying for a restoration and a breakthrough and a home. It can happen today for her, for them, so she can get her children back in a stable environment, so she can share that testimony of faith and just that one prayer that brought her wanting to be close to the Lord. Her and her husband yesterday, I told the pastors, please come with me. They're ready to accept Jesus as Lord. They believe with their mouth, believe with their heart. I mean, they confess with their mouth that Jesus is their Lord and Savior, that they're ready to surrender. They surrendered. They repent. They confess that God gave his one and only son, raised him from the dead. We have the Holy Spirit. So glory to God in the Most High and peace to the people on this earth. You are on this earth for a purpose. It is his purpose. His purpose for you. So get it out of your head. Stop trying to figure out whatever you're trying to figure out for yourself, for your family. By yourself. And no person can save you in this life. Jesus loves you. People be freaked out like, is this person a Bible thumper? Is this person coming on too strong? Well, my God, I was dying. I've seen God's light. He brought me on. I've gone to the ventures of hell, dancing with the devil. Doesn't matter. Set free. Just that one prayer. So think about that. If you are in Christ, you better step it up. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. So, recognize. Go out and demonstrate. Because you have been restored. And that's a trophy. All victory to God. And the devil's dumb. He's working overtime, but he's underneath my feet. When you rise up, when something like this happens, he tries to come. I'm ready. I'm not inviting a fight. But I got the bicep of faith.